Let's bring in Mary Lynn Rice Cup.
Oh, wow, look. Here she is. Wow. Oh, aren't you pretty in real life?
Oh, go on.
What?
Go on.
Oh, I will, but later.
Okay.
How are you?
So good.
You liar.
What do you mean?
You went out last night and you were drinking the alcohol.
Mm. Not me. Our spies have told us.
Yeah.
I was told to keep that to myself.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What time do you get to bed?
One.
Liar.
Two.
Well.
Three.
Four.
I woke up at four.
Where?
My hotel room.
Okay.
I like this music.
Do you like it?
It makes all the dumb talking better that I'm doing.
All right. Okay. How rude.
No, I haven't even said one complete sentence yet.
What? There's one there right there.
Thank you.
That's all right. So welcome. Am I saying your name right, by the way?
What did you say?
Mary Lynn Rice Cup.
Yes.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Okay. Is it? It's Czech, isn't it?
Yes.
Right.
See? I said Dutch, didn't I? I was wrong.
Ah, but I got it right.
Mind you,
I read her bio, so that kind of helps.
Yeah, there's no
things.
Way you would have guessed it. Was
it makes
Czech.
Me look like I know Czech surnames, but no, it's just on my notes. So welcome to London.
Thank you.
You've been here before?
Yes, I love it here.
Do you?
I'm going to move here.
No, you're not.
I'm moving in with Madonna.
Are you really?
You haven't heard?
No.
Oh, you haven't heard?
Is she adopting you?
Yes.
Wow! How exciting!
She's my new mummy.
Did she come and find you and say she was going to take you away from your life of poverty in L.A.?
Yeah. She's
wow.
like, you know what, kid? Oh. You think you've got it good now? You have no idea.
That's so sweet.
I'd like to bring you into my castle.
To live with baby David and Rockola and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's an exclusive.
Mm.
She wants me to hang out with Lourdes.
Okay, all right. See, I'm kind of starting to think that you're starting to believe it now.
I am.
Yeah.
I am starting to believe it.
I think you should stop. Do you know, I was reading my notes on you. I didn't realise you didn't start in 24 until season 3.
Yes.
I thought you'd been in this since the beginning.
I know.
You're part of the 24 family.
I really am. And my voice is echoing. I think that's why I keep
okay.
talking.
Yeah, it does that. Hang on, let me see if I can check.
It's exciting.
Slightly off-putting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I keep, like, cutting off my phrases.
How does that sound to you?
Is that any better?
Now I hear nothing.
You do. You can hear me.
Okay, perfect.
All right, okay. Congratulations, by the way, on not being dead.
Thank you very much.
Because, you know, lots of people in 24 die, and well done on not being dead.
Thank you.
When you get the script, do you kind of look through it and to the last few pages, and if you see your name and you have some dialogue, you go, I'm not dead. That's all right, I'm not dead.
Well, you know who gets the scripts before we do is Wardrobe. Like, last year when Edgar died.
Right.
The way I found out was
Edgar's
the guy
dead?
Oh, no. Did I ruin it for you?
Yeah.
You gotta catch up.
I know, I'm only on season one. No, I'm joking. I've got. I'm a season behind though. What am I?
You're
what's
on five?
You're on five.
Did I wreck it?
Actually, do you want the truth? I'm still on the end of four.
Oh well, yeah, she's just ruined it then.
Did you know that Edgar died?
Yeah, but you know what? It wouldn't surprise me because you were horrible to Edgar, so
he deserves to die.
No, well, he's probably better off dead than sitting near you in CTU because you just bullied him.
Wow.
What?
He's an angel now in heaven.
Yeah. He's now hanging out with Elvis Presley and Glenn Miller and people like that.
I didn't mean to bully him.
And you've still got to go to work every day and fight crime and terror.
Yeah. Brr. Do you like how I take it personally?
Yeah.
As if I'm my character?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to hurt him.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
I can't help myself.
How long does it take you to film a season? Or a series, as we call
10
it.
10 months out of the year.
Really?
What a racket.
Wow. What a great job.
10 months.
Yeah,
but it's
like, great.
It's a great job, though.
It is
yeah, but
great.
Isn't it boring with all the hanging around and stuff and having to retake stuff?
Yeah.
It must get boring sometimes.
Well, I went and did this big budget movie called Firewall with Harrison Ford. Go rent it or buy it. And we filmed 2 pages a day.
Mm.
Now, that was...
boring.
Wow.
Mm. How's Harrison Ford?
We do, like, 8 or 9 pages a day. Harrison Ford is pretty hilarious. I like him a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought he was quite a serious man.
He keeps to himself.
Right.
He has a quiet humor that comes out if you're lucky. And
wow.
I was lucky.
Does he still wear an earring?
He does.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That's wrong.
It's hilarious. He's too old.
Is he still with Calista Flockhart?
Yes.
Is he?
What, Alan? She doesn't recognise you, Alice.
I'd just like to say, I was on 24 once.
I like how you raise your hand.
God. And I'd just like to say, what I found really boring was the fact that you only have one outfit to wear for the whole series, because it's only a day.
I'm sort of getting used to that.
So
it's
in the
like
wardrobe.
A bother when I have to change my clothes now.
Hang on, can I ask you a question, Alice? Were you upset that you only had one out? You were in one scene.
It was a big scene.
You needed a couple more wardrobe changes. That's what was holding
you back.
There
was a whole closet full of the same outfits, because that's what you have to wear for the whole series.
You need sequins and fringe. I don't want you to be held back any longer.
Thank you.
Changes per day.
The new series.
Yes.
Which you're not going to be in.
Well, I don't know. I have a feeling that Marilyn could maybe pull some strings.
But how can they get you back? Because you've already been in... What was your job in 24?
I answered the phone.
Right, so you worked for CTU.
But I was very important.
Yeah. The end of the season, by the way, everybody dies.
Oh, well, I'll be out by then.
In CTU, so you're dead. I'll so you can't come back.
Didn't you coordinate a satellite while you were there?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
I did.
Has he been boring you with all of this next door?
Didn't you coordinate a satellite? That's my favourite line of the show so far today. At least you get a T-shirt made up. Halfway through a conversation with someone, I've really got to go and coordinate a satellite.
Bye.
I like that, though. It's good.
I'm opening a socket now as we speak.
Nice.
Have you given Mary Lynn her present?
Oh, no, I haven't. I'll go and get it.
We have your present. Mm.
Take your time.
I've been waiting for it. It's about time.
Yeah. I see you didn't bring anything, but that's fine. Don't worry about it.
I have a present for you.
No, you don't.
It's right here.
Wow, I'm not going to tell you what she just showed me, but I'm very surprised.
It was her fist.
Why, you look so feminine. We have your T-shirt.
I've heard about these. I want one.
Have you heard about these?
I've seen them.
Okay. This is your T-shirt.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Which is excellent.
It says, "Damn it, Chloe." And there you go.
I love it.
There you go. It's yours.
I can't believe that's happening.
It's a little bit big. You might be able to use it as like an all-in-one outfit.
Well, those are in right now.
Right.
Big shirt dresses.
T-shirts, yeah. T-shirts down to...
I might belt it and wear some tights.
You could do that. I know Alad always does. When he wears big shirts.
It's a good look. We have an email that's come into the studio.
Wow.
Straight away. Saying, please could you ask... from T. Nicole. Please could you ask Mary Lynn...
Am I in trouble?
...to tap away... manically on his keyboard and then say, "I'm kind of busy right now," in her best disparaging Chloe voice to any question asked. Please.
I'm not against that. I don't like being told what to do, like I'm a clown.
You're an actress.
But I'm not.
Do you do clown work too? Can you fall over? Can you wear a flower and when I go to smell it, water sprays all over me?
Or drive a car where all the wheels fall off.
That's what Chloe should do in just one random episode. Jack comes up and goes, "Have you acquired those satellites yet?" And she goes, "One second, smell this flower." yeah, no, everyone's dead. Or whatever, I don't know.
She's not going to perform this morning, obviously.
I'll do it. No one's asked me a question yet.
From T. Nicole.
Do you want a keyboard?
There's one here. Right in front of her.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
So, what should I ask? Oh, have you coordinated a satellite yet?
Yeah, but hang on a second. Hang on. The whole point of this scene is that she answers, "I'm kind of busy right now." So she might be busy. She's busy working.
Oh,
so don't ask her a work question.
Right, gotcha.
Right? So you should ask... Do you know what always happens to CTU? Ask what they're talking about over there. Because that's... What I've noticed about CTU
He's good.
It does stop terrorism, but it's the biggest gossip office in the history of workplaces.
Absolutely.
While people are downloading satellites or whatever it is, the rest of the office is like that. What are they talking about?
Yeah, there's always the look across. That's my favourite. The look through frosted glass.
Now, Chloe's not interested now because she's busy working.
Gotcha.
Doing something about satellites.
I just like the way you were smiling when you asked me.
I'm polite, you know. I've got another question.
That's why they
haven't. You haven't
asked that question.
Okay. Seriously,
that's why they only showed your forehead because you had a huge smile on you.
I was just excited to be
there. That's because he's ugly.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
He's not cute. You're blind.
I'm getting into character. Chloe, what are they talking about over there? Oh, they see you know.
This is like cock it and pull it.
Hey,
okay.
That was slicker.
Okay,
I'm kind of busy right now.
Oh, that's good.
Wow, she did the evil eyes.
She even did the evil eyes.
I had the eyes.
You see what would happen if I was 100% there? It would blow your mind.
She did the psycho eyes at you. You got psycho eyes from Chloe.
That's scary.
That's how they go, by the way. I'm doing this on the radio for everyone to see.
You're good. Did you just make go to potty a little bit?
No. It's your whole body and demeanor, well, Chloe's, rather, when you act.
Is that what I look like?
You it's like a body version of because you're like that. See? This doesn't work well on the radio, but trust me.
No.
I want to ask you about some other things that you've been in Mary Lynn Rice Cup. Oh, the music's running out. You did, you were in the Weird Al show.
Was I?
Apparently so.
That's interesting.
Did you not know that?
I don't remember it.
Okay.
It was kind of a black hole.
Let's move on. let's see how much of your work you do remember doing.
Okay.
The Larry Sanders show?
I think I auditioned for the Weird Al show and did not make it on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe?
Yes.
I can believe that somebody on our show is going to get fired. Did you appear in the Larry Sanders show?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
I was played the talent booker. There's a young lady by the name of Janine Garofalo.
Yeah.
I took over her job on that show.
Wow, how exciting. I never knew that they changed.
You didn't?
No, I just thought there was something wrong with my TV.
Ooh,
that was really good show. Great experience.
No, I love the show. I'm a big fan of the show. You were in Little Miss Sunshine.
That is true.
Wow, that's one of my favourite movies.
That's a sweet movie.
It's very, I really
smart,
like it.
Funny.
And Road Trip.
Moving. Yes.
And that's another sweet romantic movie too.
Yes.
Not as sweet romantic. It's not a romantic movie.
It's about a make-up.
I've seen Road Trip.
Have you?
Yes, I think. Is it the one where they have to go down to somebody's college in
yes.
in like Alabama or somewhere? Would yeah.
Wow, you never see movies.
I know, I've seen that one though.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That's the one to see.
Has it got Scott Michael Sean Williamson or whatever his name is? Him. He's in all those movies, isn't he?
Scott.
Yeah.
Sean Michael.
Yeah, whatever.
William.
Yeah.
Harry.
He's got so many names. You can decide. And probably I would imagine you're the work that you're most proud of. Is Dude, Where's My Car?
I've seen that too.
That's down to that is one of your
yeah,
favourite movies.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I sadly haven't seen Dude, Where's My Car
it's
yet.
Good.
I wore a bubble suit. A suit made out of bubbles.
I'm going to go and buy it today.
Yes.
I've got to go and buy it. Do you do the eyes in it?
Yeah. But in a different way.
Sure, okay. I can stand
I have
that.
A lot of range.
season 6 of 24 starts on Sunday. It's a double bill on Sky One. That means they show two shows back to back. So that's like 2 hours. Yeah.
Keep it going.
That's right. Do you know what your first line is?
I'm
kind of busy right now.
No.
Is that it?
I say, what's going on?
Brilliant.
I thought you were going to try to get along with him.
Wow. See, now who's that about? Who's she talking to?
It's Edgar.
So many questions.
What a tease.
Well, it's not Edgar, because she already told us that she killed him. She stabbed him.
Here's another one of my lines.
Oh, okay.
Jack? He's back?
Jack's back?
Wow.
Where? Why? How? Something.
You don't say where, why, how.
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
It's morning.
Where? Why? How? And I go, what do you want about? Hang on a second. One question at a time, love. Besides, I'm kind of busy right now.
What did they do with him? What are they going to do now? What are we going to do? Why didn't anybody tell me? Something like that.
Right, okay. All those questions?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Rapid fire.
I saw it last night. It's brilliant.
And does she ask just like all those questions at the beginning?
Yeah.
Do you know what? They put the adverts on Sky One so quickly now into the start of the show. That will be it. That'll be that scene. Where? When? How? Where? What's going on? The adverts.
And you're like, ah!
And then they'll come back and then the rest of the show is they answer all of Chloe's questions. And then they run out. And then just at the end of the show, like a big laser beam comes out of the sky and blows up Hollywood. And then that's the cliffhanger for the next show. I know my 24. You're proud, right?
I am proud. Definitely. I don't even know what you're talking about, and I'm proud.
Talking about the show. The show. Don't laugh at me like you're some kind of crazed loon. So please watch the double bill, which starts on Sky One, 9 o'clock Sunday. And please remember, by the way, while you watch 24, it was the BBC that brought 24 to the UK, and then we couldn't afford it anymore. But originally, we had it, which is true.
That is true.
BBC Two showed 24. Mm-hmm. We had it when it was, you know... Well, you can afford to buy it, but now it's too expensive, and those commercial channels have to buy it. Pugh. Have a word with Kiefer.
That's because of me. I'm like a priceless painting.
That's true, actually. It's when you came into the series.
Kiss ass.
Yeah, we couldn't afford any more. So if you die, the Chloe dies, we'll probably be able to afford the next season.
Don't even start.
Okay, all right. Very quickly, because I know people want to know the answers to these questions, are they doing 24 the movie?
Well, no. Not until after the series is entirely over. That's what I've heard.
Do you know when that will be? How many seasons are they
going
to do?
It's going pretty well. They're probably going to keep it going.
Second question is, do you know what's down the hatch?
Which hatch?
The one on the island.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Third question, can we be in 24? Because Alan's been in it, and I'd like to be in it, and so would Dave and Rachel.
Of course.
We can sit behind you.
Mm. Yes.
Say what's going on.
Like this.
Who, where, why?
I'd like to get you in front of one of those large
I bet
percussion...
You would. Hi. Tiger.
Hitting all the wind chimes, cowbells.
I didn't know they had percussion in the officers of
CTU.
They're
going to.
Is that
That's
right?
What I want.
Kind
to
of
get
like a musical
into.
Corner.
Yes.
I'm kind of busy right now. I can't do anything right now. I'm playing the xylophone.
Yes.
Open a socket.
Pardon?
Open a socket.
Hey, leave her alone.
What does that mean?
It's a computer term that Chloe says all the time.
Open a socket.
I'm opening a socket into the surveillance cameras now. Seriously.
Can I just say, this is one of the most random interviews we've done.
I know, and
I'm absolutely thoroughly enjoying every second of it. It's so random and pausey with big gaps, and I bet it sounds horrendous, but I'm having a really nice time.
I feel like I've drunk too much Night Nurse.
I feel better about everything.
Isn't life great?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. We've completely rewritten 24, right? There's now a musical corner, and Alan's download opening sockets.
Yeah. Whatever that means. Who,
and
where,
I know
why.
What's in the hatch.
Yeah, but don't say anything.
I'm not going to say
it's
anything.
It's a big secret. And Marilyn Bryson, we've learned, wasn't in the Weird Al show.
Mm.
She auditioned but never got it. So I brought up something that was painful to her. Something that she thought she had in her hand, and then when she looked away and when she looked back, it all gone.
Sometimes pain turns into joy.
Yeah.
I don't think I really wanted to be on his show anyway.
Right. And do you know what? The show got cancelled.
You want to know what other show I was rejected from?
Go on.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David.
Really?
Ouch.
How rude.
Oh, I was improvising. He did not care for me.
Really?
He said, hit the road.
Hit the barode?
Yeah.
What's a barode? Did he stumble when he said it?
Yes.
Wow. And who is he anyway? And what, you know, who watches that show?
Yeah. He's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. There was a line about me in the TV show Extras, but they took it out and it never actually made it to air. That's the nearest story I have to that.
I'm going to put a line in for you.
Yeah.
For 24.
Okay. Just at the end of a phone call, just go, thanks, Chris, and wink at the camera, and I'll know that's just for me.
I could probably do that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, there are beginning or ends of phone calls.
Chloe, who are you winking at? That's Jack Bauer, by the way. Chloe, who are you winking at? I'm kind of busy right now. That little wink at the camera.
Do I have to stick my tongue out?
Yeah, you do.
And open my mouth?
If you do, well, yeah, that's how it works. We could write an episode of that easy.
It's got
to
be.
Ask them when you go back to work. Ask them if we can be guest writers just for one episode.
How difficult can it be?
Jack arrives in the offices of CTU in a clown car. Huh?
Where's like Jack? That. Who? Where? Why? Open a socket.
That's it.
Send over the rescue teams immediately, Chris. Thank you.
Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah. It's my next phone call.
Wink. Hey, go and wink.
Please.
You're pushing it. You know.
That's it. That's perfect. Oh, I won't be able to watch the show ever again now that I've met you. You just won't be as serious and moody. Because I know that, actually, I've seen your tongue. And how many people can say that? Might have to say that I had sex with Kiefer Sutherland, so that kind of ruined it after that as well. So Sunday night on Sky at 9 o'clock is 24. Beep, 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 beep. Thank you, Marilyn Ryska.
Thank you.
It's a Czech name.
I know.
It's Czech.
From Czech.
Yeah.
Republic.
And 24 starts Sunday night at 9. And Rachel has already seen it, and she says it's very, very good.
I'm so excited about this series. Not sounding like a total geek there, but it is good.
Me too.
So you were at the screening yesterday, and you did a little Q&A afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Was that boring?
No. It was nice.
Okay. What's the most annoying question everyone asks you about 24 and being in it?
What's going to happen? Are you in love with Jack? What do you type on the computer when you're fake typing? They're not annoying, though.
Does people ask
people
you that a lot?
Know. Yeah.
What do you type?
I love you, Mary Lynn. You're great.
Wow.
Over
really?
And over. Mm-hmm. Little affirmations for myself.
I one day, then, I hope that, Jack comes up and stands behind you and starts reading what you've typed. And then you go, I'm kind of busy right now. And you do the body. And then he gets in his clown car and pedals away like that.
The body. Yeah.
Chloe does. Like that.
Can you do a vocal?
Do I look like I'm going to the bathroom?
Well, it's not. It's not like. It's
I
not
mean,
like you're
the loo.
It's not like you're having a dump, but you do. But you know what I mean, right? So you're sitting there. Right, you come up and ask me a question, right? Okay.
Have you got a socket?
I'm busy right
that's
now.
Terrible.
It's like Kevin and Perry, is it?
This is terrible. I hate this reflection.
I am typing that I love myself on the monitor.
I hate this mirror you are holding up to me.
Open your own socket. And then I'm going to get up and watch the other side of the office. Down a corridor which leads nowhere.
With a huff.
With the huff.
You've got a huff as you do it.
Right, okay. Anyway, there you go. I think we've talked enough now. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming into our lovely warm family. I hope you feel fulfilled and happy.
I'll be back tomorrow.
There you go. So, 24 starts Sunday at 9, but I think I've said that.
Sunday at 9.
It will never be the same again for me, I must admit. Right, Sidious Lane, Dave, how do you get to today's from yesterday?